I guarantee you can gift yourself a new relationship that already exists if you let go of the expectation of what you thought it was supposed to be and actually allowed that person to show up in the way that they were meant to in your life. And maybe it was just to teach you a lesson.
Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of Light Pink, best-selling author, three-time fitness world champion, and I'm a crazy multi-passionate entrepreneur. My journey has taken me everywhere from being a broke waitress, barista, retail associate, and personal trainer with massive anxiety and no belief in myself to later becoming a multi-millionaire in love with my life. In 2007, my husband and I lost everything. We found ourselves hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt at rock bottom. We had no ideas and I had no education to fall back on. This is when I found personal development and learned everything I could about business. Not by choice, but because I realized no one was coming to save me. The conversations on this podcast are going to let you know that you're not alone and that we all feel like we don't know what we're doing. We're going to give you the tools to help you face your fears, take action, start your business, and grow those massive dreams that are keeping you up at night. It's time to create a life that you can't hide from and put so much on the line that your higher self is forced to come out. You're going to stop waiting for someone to approve of you and you're going to anoint yourself. Because I'm obsessed about building businesses that give women a platform, I want to feature you. So if you text the word podcast to 310-496-8363, you can get your questions answered on our Q&A segment along with a shout out. And if you rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast, we're choosing someone every month to get coached and featured on our show. It just might be you. So let's get started. Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. It's time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. And I'm just sitting here before 2022 strikes and I'm very excited about it, to be honest. I can feel a new energy. I can feel some new life force coming through. And I feel like this last year, Chris and I have been in a brand new chapter, but also kind of really figuring out what we want for this next, I almost feel like it's a whole next segment, like next journey in our life, next massive chapter. Like we're in the middle, of the book. We are in, you know, if there were three parts, we are going into part two and really starting to look at what this part two is going to look like of our life and marriage and legacy. And I know that there are some questions and some things that I want to leave in 2021. And I offer you to take this same invite to leave them behind as well. And one of the things that I want to leave behind is worrying about people's opinions. So with that, the only way to do that is to allow people to misunderstand me. So I am inviting in that it is okay for people not to understand and for me to voice my opinion on my podcast and for me to come from a place of love in my posts on social media and let it be okay if I cannot give full context and write an entire book around it, which I promise you, even if you write a book, you still can't write enough context for the people who want to misunderstand you. And that's another thing is understanding that some people are just wired for conflict. And that's okay. It's okay to let those people not understand you, right? It's okay to be taken the wrong way. It's okay to let those things go. And that is one of the biggest things that if I could let go, I could absolutely move forward with more power and more grace in the world, less anxiety, less stress, which we all know that when we keep our channel clear of all of the bullshit and the stress and the made up stories, that's when we're going to have most access to our power. This past year, I have hired more incredible people than I have in my entire life. And what I can tell you is that Chris and I have hired dozens and dozens of people through the 12 plus years of entrepreneurship. And one thing that I really wish is that I would have found Indeed way sooner, because hiring in and of itself is a full-time job. And Indeed is a hiring partner that gets you what you really want, which is a short list of quality candidates as fast as possible, because you can do it all. Attract, interview, and hire all at Indeed. So don't struggle on your own to find quality candidates. Indeed can help you hire the right people literally right now. And what I see is one of the biggest mistakes is to not hire soon enough. And Indeed partners you on every step of the hiring process, so you can find talent with the skills you need through tools like Indeed Instant Match, assessments, and virtual interviews. I love it because it helps you through every single step of the process. And I'm telling you, there is a lot of things involved with finding really good people. And Indeed is going to be the support system that's going to walk you through what you need to find them. Thanks to Indeed's virtual interviews, you can message, schedule, and interview top talent seamlessly, all in one place with Indeed. So get started right now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/happy. Get a $75 credit at Indeed.com/happy. Indeed.com/happy. Offer valid through December 31st. Terms and conditions apply. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. So maybe scan a couple things in your life right now. What are some of the things that if you let go of, you for sure know that you would immediately access way more power? I think one of those for me is probably guilt and shame. Whether it's guilt around things in my family, maybe not showing up the way that I know that they want me to. I know that there's definitely some religious differences. And that's something that is always kind of haunting me, because I want to be that person that makes my family happy. I want to be that person that makes my family proud. Except I also know that the things that make me proud and make me feel good are the opposite of what can usually make them happy or proud. It's not that they are not happy or proud of me. Of course they are as a human, but of course there are different reasons and different things that they value in the world. And I have to let it be okay that I can just be as good of a person as I can possibly be by being the best version of me and by showing up for them in different ways, knowing that it might not be the way that they want me to show up, but I can meet in the middle and figure out how showing up for me can be good in a way of showing up for them as well. So maybe there's some people in your life right now that have a different expectation of how they want you to show up. So what is a way that for you, you could still potentially show up and make peace with the fact that you're showing up in that way or showing up as that person for them or helping them maybe in a different way that maybe even though it doesn't meet their expectations, it still feels good to you, and letting go that you will never meet their expectation. And that's okay because you didn't make that expectation. And I think that that would be a big one, if I could just put it into a sentence, is to let go of trying to meet others' expectations that you did not agree upon. And as I look through my life, I can see different places where I have felt like I need to meet others' expectations often, or this is a good one, guys, where you have put expectations on someone, your partner, your best friend, your mother, your father, your family, all of these things that they are supposed to be someone that they will never be. Okay, so I don't know if you guys listened to the recent episode about some guardrails that Chris and I are going to be putting into our lives. One of them was only choosing 2 days a week of drinking alcohol, unless, of course, we're on a vacation. But the other was drinking no less than 60 ounces of water every single day. And you know how and who is going to help me do that is Liquid IV, because I definitely do not love drinking plain water. One stick of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates faster and more efficiently than water alone. Liquid IV has incredible hydration flavors like watermelon, lemon lime, strawberry, pina colada, and more. You guys, I love how good it makes me feel. And when I am hydrated, I just notice I think better and my workouts are so much better. I love Liquid IV during my workouts. So I have half of a packet during my workout, and then I like to add the other half to another big bottle of water so that I'm getting so much of my water early in the day. So it contains 5 essential vitamins, B3, B5, B6, B12, and vitamin C. And it has 3 times the electrolytes of traditional sports drinks. So go grab your Liquid IV in bulk nationwide at Costco, or you can get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code HAPPY at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order when you use promo code HAPPY at liquidiv.com. Experience better hydration today at liquidiv.com, promo code HAPPY. I talk to a lot of different friends of mine, and one of the biggest things is letting go of the expectation, maybe with a parent or a sibling. And I'll just share that I know this is a really common one, because our close family is usually the biggest lessons, right? It's usually the place that we feel affected the most because they grew up with us. They know us really well, or they think they know us really well, even though we've evolved or changed. And one of the biggest things is that they have an expectation of a parent or a sibling that they are supposed to be a certain way. Like a mother is supposed to be very motherly and understanding and a best friend. And yet their mother has never been mothered by another mother in this way and has never learned it. So, and as an example, wanting your relationship to look a certain way, and it never will. Therefore, missing what the relationship actually is and could have areas to improve on and be something great, but different. So this is huge for me in my relationships, is saying, where am I holding an expectation of someone that is actually blocking the potential for what this relationship is actually meant to be? And I want you to just think about that, because I guarantee you can gift yourself a new relationship that already exists if you let go of the expectation of what you thought it was supposed to be and actually allowed that person to show up in the way that they were meant to in your life. And maybe it was just to teach you a lesson. Maybe it was just to teach you boundaries. Maybe you have a family member that showed up just to teach you that just because they're family doesn't mean you have to keep them in your life. While not fun, these are real lessons. There are a lot of different things that you don't have to abide by just because it's how things have always been done. But I do challenge you to look at that relationship with fresh eyes once you let go of that perspective that you once had with that expectation. So you guys, I'm sending you so much love. You know that I always believe in leading with love first, but sometimes love comes in the form of fierce boundaries if it gets abused over and over again. So grateful for you. I hope that these help you. I hope that you take the invite of choosing to change some of these things or work on them, right? Because I'm a freaking work in progress. I guarantee I'll be working on this for the rest of my life. But the more that we invite it in, the more we focus on it, the better we become. And all of a sudden you'll wake up, be 2023, and you'll be like, damn, I set some boundaries for myself. I'm so proud. All right, you guys, thank you so much for just being here and for staying with me for all of these years, or maybe you're new. So thank you for showing up and finding the podcast and sharing and doing all of the things, because I love to see who listens to the show so that I can think of you when you're on your walks, your runs, in your car,
playing with your dog, hopefully, whatever it is, getting ready for the morning, that I get to be a little part of your journey. And to me, that is one of the biggest blessings of my life. So here's to a very happy and abundant 2023. I know that's coming for you. Claim it. Put your hands up in the air. Grab it. It's yours. I will see you next week. Bye, everyone.